Full Town Board meeting to order with the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, I'm going to start with the highway. Oh, I'm sorry, can you do SECR?
I move that all actions taken tonight are excluded, exempt, or type-2 actions for the purpose of the state environmental quality review law unless otherwise stated.
Second.
Delling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nizarian.
Aye. Should I just wait, Dar, or should I go ahead and do it? Because we only got like a minute.
Just do it.
What one?
The auction.
The auction? Okay. I'm going to start with the highway auction bids. We put a 2000 Ford F-250 XL Super Duty flatbed truck up for auction. The current bid is $1,850. A Fink 10 horsepower hydro underbelly scraper. The current bid is $25. A 1983 International Paystar 5000 bucket lift truck. The current bid is $4,650. And a Easy Go Freedom golf cart. And the current bid is $1,675. The highway superintendent advised that we accept the bid for the pickup truck, the bucket lift truck, and the golf cart, not the underbelly scraper. Does anybody have any questions on that? All right. I make a motion to accept the bids for the 2004 Ford in the amount of $1,850. The International Bucket Truck in the amount of $4,650. And the Freedom Golf Cart in the amount of $1,675.
Second.
Delling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nizarian.
Aye. I am going to open the public hearing for the tax cap override. Every year, if you go over your 2% tax cap, you have to pass a local law for the tax cap override. For the last couple of years, we have just done that as a precautionary measure. Just in the event that we do go over the tax cap, we have the necessary documents in place. We have met with all of the department heads and thoroughly have reviewed the budget, and I don't foresee us going over the tax cap. Does anybody? So this is a public hearing, and you can give testimony. Just if you would like to give testimony, you just need to stand up, give your name and address, and then you give your testimony.
3 minutes.
3 minutes. All set? All set? Okay. So I will make a motion to pass Local Law 3, the tax cap override for 2026.
Second.
Delling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nizarian.
Aye. I like to close the public hearing at 6:03 p.m. I have a motion for that.
Second.
Delling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart. Nizarian.
Aye. We're going to do things a little out of order just because we did have the public hearing. We have a privilege of the floor tonight from Enterprise Fire Company number one, Mr. Paul Van Dyke.
Thank you.
You can either stand up or come up to the podium. Okay.
Thank you. For any of you that don't know me, I'm Paul Van Dyke. I am the Vice President of Enterprise Fire Company number one, Phoenix Fire Department. At our board of directors meeting, we decided that we are going to start attending. We have three municipalities that we protect: Town of Scruple, Town of Lysander, and the Village of Phoenix. We have decided that we are going to send a representative to a meeting of each of the municipalities once a month, at minimum. So I attended the village board meeting last week. It went very, very well. We're going to try to have, I'm on the executive side. I have Chief Scott Barkley, or Scott. Sorry. I'm a wonderful public speaker. Scott Duty, Fire Chief. We're going to try to have an executive and a line person here. Basically, we're going to give you the line officers, should, if they can get it figured out in time, get you a year-to-date number of calls, such thing. And then basically we are here to answer questions that you may have.
Perfect.
The only thing I ask is, if you don't give us a heads up if you have a question, we may not be able to answer it. I will try as executive, he will try, or his deputies will try as the fire on the fire line. If we can't, because we have to look something up, we will get back to you.
Okay.
So that is my part as the executive. Chief Duty. Yes.
I'm going to stand up here so I can sit set my paper down. I got a few things to bring up. Thanks, Paul. As some of you don't know me, I'm the Chief of the Enterprise Fire Company. My name is Scott Duty. I wanted to go over some year-to-date totals as far as what we've been going on this year. We've had 21 structure fires, 54 motor vehicle accidents, 4 vehicle fires, 5 water rescues. On the water rescues, it's actually more than that, because when we go to the county dive, this doesn't count in our own totals. So it's actually a lot more. Most of our call volume is EMS. We've had a total of 304 EMS calls this year, gone mutual aid 45 times. And as of the end of September, we're at 614 calls for the year. We're on pace to go over 800, which we no longer go to what they call Alpha and Bravo calls. The ambulance goes direct to that, and those are more or less minor calls, not a priority call. If we were to still do them, we would probably be over 1,000 a year. I also want to take a minute to go over a couple things that we've also had going on. Ms. Nazarian and myself had a couple discussions regarding the property on the corner of 57 and 46. I've had some issues at that intersection myself. Driving a big truck is still hard to see with all the vehicles that are there. Last night I went by there after a call, and I would not even have been able to walk to the front door of the building for an EMS call or a fire or anything without physically getting up on cars to get to the front door. If they had a fire, God forbid, I don't know how they'd get out. I know you've talked that you've got code enforcement involved, and I really hope for their protection that something is done about it, for their safety. I want to take a minute to go over some of the things that maybe a lot of you don't know. That's the cost of apparatus and equipment. Prior to COVID, we bought an engine for $630,000. To buy that same truck today is $1.2 million. Our current ladder truck we took out of service is 34 years old? 37 years old. I was off. when we started looking at replacing that, we could have bought one for $850,000. That was in 19. Today, it's $1.7 million. We are not in a position to buy a $1.7 million truck for this community. We believe we have the current one sold. It is just too old for us to use on a day-to-day basis to be dependable. We've redone our mutual aid agreements with our surrounding departments, and for right now, we're going to use the neighboring department's ladder truck on our calls to see how that works out for now. Our EMS stuff, we have been, being that's a high volume that we do, we have been working the last 2 years on updating our EMS process and getting up to date with more modern standards and so forth. Right now, the department has 9 EMTs that are certified, and there's 7 more that are about halfway through the EMT class right now. So that'll bring us up to about 16 EMTs. Some of the seven are refreshing. They're just their cards have expired and they have to go through refresher. That's about all I have for right now. If anybody has questions, I'll be happy to answer it.
Who's the neighboring ladder truck you're using?
Moyers Corners, and depending on which zone, one of them is Moyers Corners and one of them is Northwest.
Okay.
So, but it's just crazy what's, like I said, 19, you could have bought a ladder truck for $850, and it was a year or less delivery time. Now it's 3 to 4 years.
Yes, it's crazy.
So the price isn't deterring some of these products for buying them. So as long as that's happening, they're not going to come down in price.
No.
So.
And just because I retired from 911, so I got a little bit of rich. If you're wondering about the city of Fulton, who has two ladder trucks, they will not go mutual aid unless there's someone trapped. So that kind of, unless there's somebody trapped in a building, they won't.
And their own ladder truck is not in, the ladder itself is not in use because it's needing expensive repairs that they can't afford to do.
Right.
So, and they're running into equipment issues right now. They actually have a truck from Scriba there that they're using. So it's affecting all of us. So anybody has any questions? Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
As you may know, the industrial park purchased about 180 acres behind their current industrial park, the site, and they are currently working on an expansion of water and sewer in that area. And part of that process to accept the infrastructure there for the water and sewer, we have to hold a public hearing. I propose that we have the public hearing on November 6th at 6:02 p.m. The reason that we are having the November board meeting on a Thursday is because the 4th is Election Day. And in addition to that, you are required at the town to approve your town budget within 2 days of Election Day. So that is why we went with November 6th, which is a Thursday. So I would like to make a motion to schedule the Industrial Park Extension Water and Sewer Public Hearing for November 6th at 6:02 p.m.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. So we went with the November 6th date because it is 2 days after the election. You can approve it before, and I am actually won't be in town at that time. So I propose that we hold the budget public hearing on October 23rd at 6:01 p.m. Does anybody have any questions on that?
Which is a Thursday.
Which is a Thursday. Thank you. All right. I will make a motion to schedule the budget public hearing on October 23rd at 6:01 p.m.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. We have another public hearing. It is on a zone change for a parcel on County Route 57. I propose that we schedule that public hearing for November 6th at 6:05 p.m. Does anybody have any questions on that? All right. I make a motion to schedule the public hearing for a zone change for tax map ID 289.00-04-13.08 for Kevin Peck on November 6th at 6:05 p.m.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. There is a property owner at 23 Dix Drive who wishes to connect to the Oswego River Road Water District. Justin has reviewed that location and has said that it is okay to connect to that water district. In order to do so, the town and the property owner needs to sign an outside water agreement. The outside water supply agreement basically states that if this person does decide to connect to the water district, they would then pay the user fees for the water and also pay into that district's EDU, which is the environmental dwelling unit, which is the debt service on the district. But it also states that because this particular parcel is not within a water district, that should a water district be established in their area, they would need to disconnect, in this case, to the Oswego River Road Water District and connect to the new district and then pay that EDU going forward. Whew. Does anybody have any questions on that one? All right. So I make a motion for the town board to allow me to sign the water user agreement for 23 Dix Drive.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. And this is just by way of update. The town applied for a grant through Senator Chris Ryan's office for new windows on the municipal building, and they did award us $75,000 in grant funds for new windows to the town building. That's just to let you folks know that we got that money. And then today in the mail, as you know, there was an accident on the corner of 46 and 57 last Sunday, Chief? Yes. Prior to that, in September of 2025, Assemblyman Barkley, along with the town and the county, sent a letter to the New York State Department of Transportation requesting a speed zone reduction. Prior to that, in 2023, the residents on County Route 46 put together a petition. They brought it to the town. The town approves it, sends it on to the county. They approve it. The county sends it on to the New York State Department of Transportation. And at that time, they did a speed zone analysis and determined that a speed zone reduction was not necessary. So several residents have called the town. They called Barkley's office, and they called the county. So Assemblyman Barkley did send a letter. The New York State Department of Transportation sent us a letter back and said that if we want them to consider a speed zone reduction, that we need to follow the same process all over again. So they sent a form, and the highway superintendent did contact me today from Oswego County and asked that we pass this tonight, send it on to them so that we can again send it on to New York State to hopefully get a speed zone reduction there. And just so that you are aware, am I allowed to say that the owner was violating on the corner?
Yeah.
Okay. So since the accident, the town has sent a violation notice to the property owner on the corner. The county has gone and trimmed some of the bushes that are blocking the area over there. And there are two on the stop signs. There are flashing beacons. Is that correct? So the Oswego County does not have a mechanism to put up flashing yellows or red lights. So unfortunately, they just don't have the means to do that yet. But we are trying to take steps to minimize any danger at that intersection. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Okay. So I make a motion you would sign it, right, Dar? Yeah, to sign a resolution to be adopted by the town and the county superintendent of highways to request a speed zone reduction on County Route 57 between Harris Drive and Great Bear Road.
To what? What are we asking for?
They would do the study, and the Department of Transportation would determine that, yes.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. All right, all set? All right, everybody's all set? Okay, I make a motion to close the town board meeting at 6:20 p.m.
Second.
That was Justin.
Yep. Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye.